Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. The day after the day after, Donald Trump, second administration, the State Department, and Latin America, Cuba. This is a challenge to presidents, at least as far back as Mr. Eisenhower. But we're looking at right now collapse of the infrastructure that is profound in Cuba. There's no cause whatsoever to admire or celebrate or observe or make light of what's happening to the people of Cuba. Those that are left, millions have left over these years. I believe there's something like 8.5 million people on the island without adequate food, with bad water, with no prospects, with the brutality of the regime, and with the collapse of the electric grid. It was supposed to be solved, but now a storm has come and it fell again. So Cuba is living a primitive life, not North Korean, but in that direction. Professor, there is talk that Cuba will be on the agenda for the second Trump term. I believe Senator Rubio's name is mentioned. What do you expect can be done with a regime as intransigent and arrogant as the Cuban regime?
Well, John, as you pointed out, the question of how to deal with authoritarian regimes, especially those that are working within Latin America and elsewhere to undermine democracy and also that serve as a point of entry for what I'd call extra-hemispheric threat hosts, collaborating with Russia, collaborating with Iran, and certainly collaborating with China. And so, Cuba has always been at the center of that, but which also involves Nicaragua, which also involves Venezuela and others. During the Trump administration, the posture was much more focused on, again, trying to maintain sanctions, to tighten sanctions, especially properties that had been expropriated from people in the U.S. and in the West, travel restrictions. And so that balance between essentially humanitarian things and things that could try to put more pressure to bring change in Cuba was certainly in the side of more pressure. And I think we're going to see a return to that. As you pointed out, some 1 million plus refugees have already left, at least since 2021. And those dramatic protests back then when Cuba was in such a difficult place post-COVID. Certainly, as you pointed out, the power outages most recently with Hurricane Rafael passing through really highlights the plight. But I think that the broader issue also is understanding, and I think this is something that will be well understood in the incoming Trump team, and certainly people like Marco Rubio, who could play a powerful voice either as a secretary, perhaps Secretary of State within the administration, or in some other capacity if he continues in the Senate. But the role of Cuba, for example, in helping to sustain Venezuela through the penetration of their intelligence agents, the role of Cuban doctors, often in subversive roles, also essentially human trafficked throughout the region. Allegations very credible in the minds of many of my colleagues in the State Department that Cuba had conducted some sort of auditory attacks against State Department and other U.S. embassy personnel, not only in the embassy in Havana, but throughout the world. So I think there's an understanding that Cuba is not the only strategic threat, but a key strategic threat from the authoritarianism. And so I think you will see a increased focus on that, even understanding that the possible political transition in Venezuela, convincing Cuba that it's in its interests to not work with the Venezuelans but work with the U.S. to try for a transition, I think is possibly even in the cards.
Detail, Professor, and I don't know the scale of it, but it's come up over the years. The Cuban regimes exploit their people. In particular, I give the example of doctors who are sent overseas and struggle on minimum income, and they have a watcher. I remember that story in Brazil, for example. What appears to be a generous act of physician is, in fact, a semi-slave who eventually breaks free of her guard and escapes to tell the story. But the big one is Cuban security forces. I've been told for years that that's the hammer of the Venezuela regime, and I can presume other countries would have the same thing. Can anything be done about that right away? That was there in your work in the State Department. Is that an issue, that these are bully boys? These are apparatchiks who have the power of life and death over the people they guard.
No, absolutely, John. And you point out there are multiple different issues and different ways in which Cuba undermines democracy and the willingness of regimes in the region to work with the U.S. One, the doctors and the sports trainers, which, tragically, they are often the victims as well, trafficked, only receiving about 5% of their salaries and often, forced to work in some of the places that they are. But serving in an intelligence role as well as basically being a foreign currency earning persons for the Cuban regime. But the other, as you point out, is Cuban intelligence. And there are a number of different organizations. And so, you've got the elite Avispas Negras, and you have others. But especially in getting a transition to democracy in Venezuela, it's believed that the penetration going all the way back to the Hugo Chavez years of those intelligence agents within the Venezuelan security forces, within other organizations, it makes it very difficult for those in the military who are dissatisfied with Maduro, who want to defect, who want to go with the legitimately elected president now, Edmundo González, when he takes office, or at least is inaugurated on January 5th, the role of those Cubans in essentially keeping an eye on things, helping the Maduro regime and the DGCIM and others to really crush any attempted coups. That's one of the forcing functions on top of the fear that the military leadership has of being responsible for their corruption. But that penetration of Cubans is one of the things that really prevents a transition to democracy. Indeed, if you go back to people like Figueroa, Venezuela intelligence operative who led one of the initial attempts back in, I believe it was 2020, but ultimately failed because of the penetration by Cuban agents of Venezuelan security forces. At the end of the day, convincing the Cuban regime that it is in the interest of their survival allow a Venezuelan transition to occur according to its own volition, without Cuban agents trying to block those in the military who want to fight for democracy. Convincing Cuba to essentially withdraw that intelligence support in the interest of their own regime survival may be one thing that is looked into by the Trump administration.
Professor Evan Ellis, New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.